This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
So we're holding here in Yad Mitzrayim, and I believe on Amud Pei Tes, in the middle of the shtickle about Yeshua, where he's telling Klal Yisrael, Mitchoyev HaVezer, V'achshir HaMokrim, and he explained over here, so he's explaining what is Eretz Yisrael all about. What's the mohus of Eretz Yisrael that he got for them? So he said that the world was based on a certain natural chalukah, where each umma got its area. Klal Yisrael didn't have that. Klal Yisrael got it only... Their place that's Yisrael, where it's a pchin of Ein Mazli Yisrael, there is an advantage and disadvantage. The advantage is that if they're doing what's right, they get it no matter what, and the Keshek HaKadosh Baruch Hu is direct. On the other hand, it means also that as soon as they do Averis, they're out. By other umos, it says Nismali so awesome that the entire box had to become full. In other words, it required an extraordinary amount of ra to warrant intervention. Mashiach and Klal Yisrael is the other way around. They belong there, and as soon as something goes wrong, they're there because they're good. So pay test in the middle shtickle. So he's telling him, he said, V'ek Savir Savram Me'eva Nor, V'olech Osu B'chol Eretz Kanan. What's that telling me? No, it's the whole perek over there is trying to explain the hishtalshulus of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. It's trying to tell us some sort of mahalach over here. So he says, inyan bezeh, ki mashen nitan Eretz Yisrael lezaroi, mashen osa Eretz Yisrael lezaroi, hoi alpi mashen nitan lavrom. V'chol mashen hechzik palechosi shom, zohu ben banav. So he explains besides the chava that the pasuk is telling me only because Avram walked Eretz Yisrael and it's only where he walked, that Klal Yisrael yashin. So let's understand what the mashmos of it is. The Umas HaOlam have a metzias that they're shayach to a certain land because that's the metzias. They're shayach to an aretz because their mohus is shayach to that aretz. So it doesn't require a maisa to make it theirs. Just like every person is born to parents, he didn't do any shtadlus to have those parents. That's his parents. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu divided the world into 70 countries with 70 umos, each umma has a place that's naturally theirs. And that's it. We don't have it, and it's only through Maisim that we acquire it. So just like we explained before, the whole Mahalach of Shaloya Derech HaTeva means that our Maisim create that bond. Eretz Yisrael was also the Maisim. It was the Maisim of Avram. So wherever Avram walked, that became Eretz Yisrael. And where he didn't walk, it's not Shayach to us. Because we're mushrish in Avram, who's mushrish in Maisim, as opposed to naturally being there or having it. So the hishtadlus of walking in it is a reflection of that same idea. That's one point that he makes. I will
try to say it parallel. You find a lashon of halicha, like in B'chukoisei Telechu.
It means that any halicha is a maisa, that you are engaged in something not passively. So when I sit in a certain place, I'm sitting in a certain place. That would never become Eretz Yisrael. Like the Moshe says, by Yaakov Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu folded all of Eretz Yisrael underneath him. That wouldn't work. It had to be where you did a shtadlus of halicha. Wherever we did something, that's where Eretz Yisrael became ours. Then he says, V'lakach omar kan, v'elach oyzach oles kran, v'etein lo yasitzchok. What's the loshen etein? V'yiske b'yitzchok loshen matona, ki yishmor lo b'nei k'tura hoylem k'tzas mitzias b'tevet za'imam. But Yitzchok was totally matona. So the mahalach of Klal Yisrael being born, every generation was in itself shaloi k'derech ha'teva. So it was in the sina of Yitzchok Avram. And then he says the same thing is true, Yaakov and Esav, ve'etin is Esav, and therefore it's, and then it says, ve'le'esav, ve'etin le'esav is har seir l'reshes oisoy. So he explains over here that the giving har seir to Esav, he says, follows the same pattern as to Yaakov. In what way? So let's see the first stick on Tzadik. Ve'erachti b'mokum acher, she'lekach l'nit l'esav chelek b'aretz k'nach l'umis, mitzad she'loher l'gam k'in sheirish p'tchilo, v'estor aflaga. Esav did not have a mokum with all the other nations in Shastor aflaga, o'kach nit l'har se'er l'resh oysa yirushim achas, he had to take from somebody else. O'l Yisrael nit n'eretz ha'kodesh e'in ativis, v'aytas Hashem yizkorach. There was no Mokum Zer Yaakov Baretz. Let's talk about this piece and be misweighted with something very, very fascinating. He's saying over here, he's saying, I gave her Etten Yitzchak as Yaakov as Esav, her Etten Esav as her sale rush or so, but Yaakov on Yom Mitzrayim. So some of the Pesach is that he got Harseya, so he didn't, instead of Eretz Yisrael. But the Erzai Yitzchak is pointing out something else. Har Seir means it belongs to someone else. He gave the mountain of Seir. It belongs to Seir. So he says neither Esav nor Yaakov had a place in the world. In other words, they were both equal in that way. So how do they get a place in the world? So Yaakov Avinu gets a place in the world. Yaakov, you saw it's a place in the world, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shaloi k'derech ha'teva, something that's beyond and above and so on. That is the mahalach of Yaakov's Yerusha. Esav lives off the failure of the others. It says, Roim and Yerushalayim, Kishazek comes a Neufel, Kishazek Neufel Zekam, if they'll tell you that both of them are built, don't believe it. One is built, one is Harav. In other words, the Malchus of Esav is the minus sign on the Malchus of Yaakov. They live off Yaakov when they're Bechet. So Esav doesn't have his own real Metzias. His Metzias is the non-Metzias of Yaakov. It says by Esav, Al Charva Chotichya, you live by the sword. In other words, from other people's Nefila, that's where you live. By Esav, it says by Avadya, it says about Esav that he's a cotton bagoyim. He's the small one amongst the goyim, and the Gemara says, Malchus Romi is extraordinarily big. So the answer is Malchus Romi has nothing of its own. It's very interesting. The Roman Empire, which expresses Edom and Esav, is really they were very good
at swallowing up other nations and sort of making a conglomeration of nations. The other empires, whether it was Yavan or it was Paros, they tried to make one nation out of it. Rome had provinces, different countries, sort of under the banner. Culturally, they took from others. It didn't really have its own metzias. So Esau's metzias is also, it doesn't have a positive metzias of its own. But kasha yorid uloi, when that was the bracha that he got, that when Yaakov falters, you'll be there to stand up. So it's fascinating. It's the same sheirish of not being part of the teva. He doesn't have like a normal little corner. This is him and this is his metzias. His whole metzias is to live off the death or the failure of the other. So he's pointing out that that's the comparison of Esav and Yaakov, that both of them are children of Yitzchak, which means they're lacking in Derech HaTeva. Derech HaTeva means you have your own metzias in the world. They both don't have their metzias. Yaakov's metzias is when he does good. Esav's metzias is when other people are wicked. So the whole Brisbane Absurm is the following message. You don't have children through any natural mahalach. The only way you'll have children is in a world of Shlekech HaTeva, which means that they're going to have to go to Mitzrayim and live a life based on Nisim only. Okay, next paragraph. Baruch Shem Tchassi Yisrael v'chulu. Ha'mefarshim tamu bazeh. Ma shvachu shu yisbaruch kimav tchassi. Says Baruch Shem Tchassi Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu is to be commended for keeping his word and his pledge. Well, I understand. I mean, it's elementary. V're'av basav dom ish emunim oim b'dibur mekayimav tchassi. V'anira shu mitzin ha'baras v'arum v'avro v'vina yodea teidek geze acha. V'loi pirish Ezezer Mishrol Yitzchak, Sakadosh Baruch Hu kept that haftacha to Klal Yisrael. Kibi Yitzchak Yekor Lecha Zera, Vazera Neshapcha Lodei Sheshmoy. So a very interesting. He said the haftacha was to the Zera of Avram. The Zera of Avram could have been Yishmol Yitzchak. Shem haftachas doesn't mean he kept his word. It means he kept it for us. Like a Shomachinam, a Shomasacha, he kept the word for us. That's one. Two, V'chazam Baruch Hu, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Yishvaz HaKetz, V'inyin, Shebegolos Achan Chazal say, Libe Lepuma Legalia. On our Golos, Chazal say, we don't know the Ketz. U'be'anam Okam Achan, Shebe'emes Ein Bazman Klal. It's true. There is no time. V'ein Adav Atole Ela B'tshuva, Emloi B'Ketz HaAchan Shal B'Ita. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu did not pin himself down with a dibur is because he wanted us to be the engineer of the geula. Had Kadosh Baruch Hu given him first a time, the time would have come, it would have had to come. So Kadosh Baruch Hu left it for us totally so we can do tshuva. So he says the following point. The geula, once Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, the keys of making things happen are in our hands. And b'meila, no matter how far down we've gone, we can always come back to it and change it. Let's understand a little bit why. At Rasha Inkein, before that, Mitzrayim, they couldn't do it. Let's understand why and what and so on. Let's give a hesber for it. Alekim baras adam yasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alekim asas adam yasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person yasher. Man was created yasher.
So that means every human being a human being, a mitzvah malakim, we have an innate sense of yasher. And we can do what's good and what's right and be tzaddikim. That's innate to a person. But what happens if a person does an aveira? So now the person becomes distorted. It's not only that he does an aveira, but his mind becomes twisted. That's the nature of aveira. So at some point, you can't even figure out what's right and what's wrong. When a person becomes, so let's say a person begins to steal. So nobody says, "Hini muchum zuman to be oivan the loisa say loisig noivu." You tell yourself it's right. It's be'emes not stealing. It's fakert, it's a mitzvah. And you twist your mind by your actions. So once a person goes down that path, there is no way of return. What are we going to return to? Where is my standard? So the marshal is given. Let's say you have a computer and you suspect it's been infected by a virus. So you run the antivirus that's in the computer. So the antivirus in the computer comes, it tells you everything is, you know, peachy fine. It's great. No problems. 101. It's the virus talking. So the very problem is checking itself. That can't be that how can it work? You have to take some outside thing, some outside program, and run it and then compare it to something else. So the nekuda that allows to reset something is an outside nekuda. Anything that's part of the process can't do that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us yasher, and we could do what's right and what's good, and then we'd be Zeichar Eretz Yisrael. But once we would have done something wrong, there's no clear way back. And b'meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not have done that. When Torah is given, I can always check myself against the Shulchan Aruch and say that I deviated. In Yeshio, the incredible parasha of Yeshio doing tshuva was they found the Sefer Torah, and they read it. Now, there's a lot of discussion. What is the pshat? They didn't know the Torah before. So the normal answer is that they found it rolled up to the Teichacha, and it was eerily very, very telling and so on. But I think the Nekuda is, when a person strays, right, wrong becomes right. But if I have a sefer to check it against, that's a nekuda that always keeps me straight. Someone once said, what effect, you know, a ben Torah, somebody who sits and learns, is not assured of being a tzaddik. There is no guarantee. But he said, a ben Torah has a hard time with averes because he has to mucha to reconcile it with what he knows to be right. What I know to be right is right. I have to figure out why what I'm doing somehow fits in with it. That's the nature of it. So until Torah was given, you could not make an endless gullus dependent on Klal Yisrael's tshuva. Because by nature, it would never happen. You'd stray and stray and stray and keep straying and never come back. Masha Ein came. Once Torah was given, so now I have a point of reference. And even if we're 2,000 years in Golos, we still have a Sefer Torah. It's a endless shir al Torah Zeis. We can keep coming back to it. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back to it on our own, because that's what he wants of us. And therefore, he wasn't Megala any other Zman. Masha'inkin over here.
Oide Chamze, one more point. Bameshedua Shavasay similar bunim. Vichol Mikreim a Yachonic de la Zank Mashaykh and Manzal. Vlachain Nitstava from Leilach Lemitzrayim de Arav Sheva Aretz. Vinilka Chosarla Base Paroi. Vanashar is Pardon the Grand Doyle of Rom Hate Bavuro. Vicholze Hoyachon Ali Israel Shabal Mitzar de Arav. Vinilkahu the Shibud Lavaitis Paroi and so on. So there's another point we're trying to Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaMakom and so on, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the Avos to clear a path for us. Ma'aseh of a similar banim means that they sort of, their ma'aseh are markers for us. So just like you have like a forest that a person who's not experienced is clueless and I get through it. But when you send somebody who's experienced and knows how to do it, and he marks the pathways with chalk, like they have in nature hikes and stuff like that, we'd have a path, you know, marked off on the trees, blue, red, different paths. Then you can just follow that, and you go right, and you go to, and so here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took the Avos. The fact that Avraham Avinu walked through Eretz Yisrael means that we have a certain sheirish. We're not going in blind on our own thing. We're walking and following a certain charted path. So part of the Chasdei Hashem is that the pathway to Eretz Yisrael was already cleared and marked by the Avos, and we just followed. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Tomorrow night's the Chasna, Mitzvah. Okay.